Good afternoon, INS Law. You're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Hi, Aaron. It's Kenneth Mackey.
Hi, Kenneth.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. Just for data protection, Kenneth, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
It's 19, apartment 19, Texas Society Street, Coleraine, BT531LA. Date of birth is 17566.
Perfect, thank you. And I just check. We've got a password on your account here as Batman. 7566.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Kenneth, it's just been brought to my attention. We've had a notification from the Scottish Redress Scheme to say that an application has already been made on your behalf.
Oh. Yeah. Coming over, but they never ever told me we're going for it. I was just giving them a lawyer session. That's how I ended up with you.
No, what was that, sorry?
I was just giving them lawyers on fishing, and I came up with you and a couple other ones. A couple of me, the way they spoke.
Yep, okay. Yeah. So have you only signed documents with ourselves? Is anyone else?
No, I've not signed nothing. Only you.
No, okay. So nobody's come to your door and done some cold calling and you've signed some documents?
No,
like
no, nothing like that, Simon. No.
Right, okay. What I'll have to do then is I'll get in touch with the Scottish Redress Scheme and just see what that's about.
I don't know where I went to, pal. I never said yes or no. I said I was just checking that number. You were the best one I was spoken to, because you know you're a gentleman on the phone. So
yep.
I was respect you.
Yep, of course. Yeah. I completely understand, and I'm glad that you've got that thought behind us as well.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. What I'll do then, Kenneth, is I'll speak to the Scottish Redress Scheme and whatever other application has been made other than ourselves. Obviously, with having your permission, I'll get that cancelled and obviously get them to progress the one that we've submitted for you. No, that's okay. There's nothing to be sorry for. I needed that clarity from yourself, so save any confusion.
No, there was about five or six other people I spoke to, but I was just getting the information. I wasn't asking them to actually go with a hog, you know. I was just getting some information, so I'm in proof of it. But none of them ever get back to me. None of them ever called me, you know. So,
Of course.
There's
well,
nothing happening out there, Alan. You don't know, but there's nothing there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, of course, I understand, and I'm glad, obviously, we could be of assistance to you. Perfect. I'm glad that's your decision, Kenneth, and I'll chase this up with the redress scheme. With the conclusion to my phone call with the redress scheme, you should be able to receive a application number pretty soon.
That's good, pal. No, Andrew, you were the best one I spoke to that day. You were very understanding, so I just went to you, pal. You know.
Okay, perfect.
Asking questions that people didn't ask, you know.
Yeah.
So I go back to them. Yes, we'll have them.
Okay, perfect, Kenneth. Well, once we receive a application number from the redress scheme, I'll send you an email and a text, so you've obviously been notified of that.
Yes.
And then your case will then flick over to my investigations team, who will then be able to start, you know, obtaining records on your behalf.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly.
No, they haven't disclosed anything. They've just they've emailed us to say that there's a duplicate application sent in the name of yourself.
Right, no problem.
So I'll find out some more information from the redress scheme and chase that up for you.
Yes, nice one.
Not a problem, Kenneth. Thank you very much for the call back, though.
No problem.
Get onto the phone to them now for you.
Right. Bye bye.
Thank you, Kenneth. Bye now.
No problem.